Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's podcast, we read Joshua 5, Psalm 132 through 134, Isaiah 65, Matthew 13. All right, and here's a question. Like, have you ever prepared for a conflict with someone and you knew it was going to be a difficult one? I mean, like, you knew you had beef with this person and you were getting ready for it to really be a difficult confrontation. Or you maybe knew that they were going to be confronting you about an issue. But either way, you know something contentious is on the horizon, right? Imagine that that was the case today, right? And then you went to God in prayer and asked him if he's for you or if he's for that person that you've got conflict with. What do you think God's response would be? Well, that's actually a version of the situation we have today in Joshua 5 as he prepares to go to battle against Jericho. While we don't know exactly what God would say to us in those situations, we do know what was said to Joshua as he was preparing to go to the land that God himself was giving to his people. Let's read that encounter together today in Joshua 5, 13 through 15. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" Okay, pause. If I'm Joshua and I saw a guy show up with a sword as I'm preparing for battle, I might ask the same question, but probably more like in a way that the cops would like confront somebody who's approaching if they had a gun, right? Like way more intense. But let's continue. Verse 14. And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Joshua's visitor here, y'all, as far as I can reason, is none other than God himself. And I would suffice it to say, maybe an early manifestation of the Son of God. Some translations call him the angel of the Lord's army, or the prince, or of the host of Jehovah. He's making a claim here that he is sovereign over these people. Then there are two other clear markers that tell us there's no mere man here or even an angel, because Joshua falls on his face in worship. He submits himself to the commander and calls himself his servant. If it were an angel, he would have most surely been rebuked, for the act of worship as a desire for worship is what God like used to kick Lucifer out of heaven. Like, I mean, that was a no-no. Like, we had an angel that rebuked John in Revelation for the same thing we talked about in a previous episode. So not only that, not only does he receive worship, but he gives instructions. He says, "Take off your sandals from your feet," right? Because the place where you're standing is holy. These instructions are so familiar too, right? They're reminiscent of God's words from the bush as he spoke to Moses when calling him to lead his people. This scene is significant in the story of Joshua as he is being set apart from like the rest of the people in these past few chapters as the new established leader of God's people, now marked by standing and worshiping in the presence of God himself. But let us also not miss the important implication this encounter has for us. Also reminiscent of something that we've read earlier in this journey. Joshua was on his way to walk out what God had commanded as they took possession of Jericho. And he had a heavenly interruption, a lot like Balaam, right? We discussed that in episode 131. Balaam was on his way with God's blessing to speak what God had commanded over his people. In each of these moments, I believe God's intentions are very similar. God looks to be drawing his people who speak for him and lead on his behalf into a deeper sense of humility and worship as they go. Without moments like these, as we live and lead, we could potentially get off into battle and think that God is working on our behalf instead of us operating on his behalf. That was Joshua's reminder as well. No, I am not on your side. He basically says, you are on mine. That difference is subtle, but a humbling one that can draw our confidence away from the flesh and back into the spirit. We then focus less on just judging what is right and doing that, and more focus on judging what is obedience to God and doing that. Like, they sound the same, and they should be, but focus on the commander instead of the right move in battle is the difference between simply striking down some enemies and winning the war. God is calling us not to be strong soldiers, but to be submitted ones. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you don't just call us to hear commands and obey, but you call us to seek the commander, Lord God. We thank you that we listen to your voice and we do follow you, Lord God, but we don't simply follow your words. We don't simply determine what we believe is right, but we seek you and we look to stay in the shadow of your wing. And as you move, we move, Lord God. And as you lead, we follow, Lord God. And I pray that we don't ever lose track of you as we are out pursuing what we believe you've called us to, Lord God. If we are like Balaam, if we are like Joshua, and we are headed into what we believe is obedience, make sure that we are following you, Lord God. Interrupt us as you seem to do in whatever situation you deem necessary, Lord God. We give you complete control. Not that you need our permission, but that you ask for our submission, Lord God. We submit to you right now. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. If you're watching here on YouTube, make sure you hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on the podcast and you've not already subscribed, go ahead and do that. And I thank you for those who have been listening all along. I hope you guys are being blessed by these. Make sure you hit me up either in the comments here below on YouTube or on the website at 5bythefire.org or email me, Armand@unshackledenetwork.org, if you need prayer. Make sure you rate this, share it, get the word out there. And either way, I hope that you have an amazing day and I see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire, right? Be blessed. And be a blessing.